So from now until the 15th of November, anyone who has an outstanding tax debt to the state of Connecticut. So if you come forward during this period and you're able to pay in full and do so electronically, the deal is that paying in full, we will forgive 75% of the interest that has accrued on that debt. And it's not unusual to have a situation where the debt's been there so long, the tax debt, that you actually owe more interest than tax. So that's a good break. No penalties and no fear of prosecution, no fear of litigation. You get a clean slate going forward. There is a kicker, and the kicker is that if you don't come forward by the 15th of November and we find out about you after that, and we probably will, then there is a 25% penalty compared to what is usually a 10% penalty on tax deficiencies owed to the state of Connecticut. Why does the state of Connecticut do this? So it helps us in two ways. One, obviously, it brings cash in. Two, it helps us clear out a backlog of taxes that are owed. And three, we can give that break because now we're not spending the time of my employees and my agency and taxpayer dollars chasing these folks who owe the state for back taxes.
Now, from what I understand, your department does not have right now a monthly repayment plan similar to what the IRS does for back taxes. Is that right?
We actually do. So we have payment plans. Now, you cannot choose amnesty and a payment plan.
Okay.
You have to, under amnesty, make a full cash settlement with the state of full cash payment with the state of Connecticut. However, we certainly do have payment plans. We even offer payment plans online for some taxpayers to design their own. We encourage taxpayers to do that. We always tell taxpayers it's better to do something than nothing. It's a mistake not to file, even if you can't pay. It's a mistake not to pick up the phone or go online to taxpayer services and figure out what your options are. So outside of this amnesty period, or even in this amnesty period for an individual who can't put the cash together to come through the amnesty, work with us and we will work with you.
Kevin Sullivan, do you have a dollar figure of uncollected taxes that are out there owed by individuals and businesses?
I guess I can answer that in a couple of ways. One is no, because I don't know what I don't know. So there's a whole group of people out there that we don't know about.
They haven't filed.
Because they've never filed. Mm-hmm. They've never filed. Then there's the group that we do know about and the group that we believe are underpayers. And that's probably taken together about 160,000 taxpayers. And then the last part of the answer is we have truly like a business accounts receivable. And these are outstanding known tax deficiencies, some of which aren't collectible, but most of which are. We work on those all the time. We made a special effort just a year ago and brought in about $100 million off that list. That list generally runs between $300 and $400 million on a rolling basis a year. And when those taxes are not collected, they're essentially over time lost to the state of Connecticut. We don't want to do that if we can avoid it, and so that's the way to help clean this up. The goal on this one is $30 million. I'm confident we will reach that goal. I'm hopeful that we will exceed that goal. And when you set a goal that you don't make in a budget context, that leaves a hole in the budget. So we asked them, please be conservative. In the Finance Committee, Senator Funfar, Representative Wiedlitz, and Republican members and Democratic members of the committee were great about that, and the governor obviously was not interested in creating holes in the budget. He wanted something that was real.
Commissioner Sullivan, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.